Hey, Leanne, this is Dr. Murphy. Thanks. I've got
Hi, Dr.
one of my other patients. I've got one of my other patients, Sherry, is going to be joining me tonight too. And so I didn't know who was coming on. So I really appreciate you joining me tonight. Thanks so much. Well, Leanne,
no
can
problem.
You tell me a little bit about just kind of where you were? I mean, tell me a little bit about your fibromyalgia and your past history before we started working together.
Well, I had just developed the fibromyalgia, and I had been put on both Cymbalta and my brain, the one that starts with the L.
So the Lyrica.
Lyrica, thank you. And I was originally put on the Cymbalta, and it worked. It helped with my pain for just a couple months, but then the pain came right back.
Sure.
So they put me on the Lyrica, and that really didn't make a difference, but it started putting the weight on. I gained 60 pounds on just being on the Lyrica for 5 months, and it did not really make a difference in my fibromyalgia. So I just went off and assumed that there was really nothing that I was going to be able to do about it. And I work for a surgeon, and we do long 12-hour day surgeries, and I felt like I was 90 years old at the end of the day. I could barely move, barely walk, and I'd come home and I would just lay on the couch in pain.
So tell me about your pain. Yeah, and so tell me about your pain, because your pain was all over pain. I mean, you had it everywhere.
All over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just felt like somebody had been beating me up with a bat, and all over my body. It hurt. It just general hurt.
What was amazing to me, what you just shared, is that when we had our consult, you told me the amount of pain that you had, and, I mean, I've been doing this for almost 2 decades. I mean, I know, you know, the pain that you're in, and you shared that with me. And you were still working. I mean, you're working these long days, and that amazed me that you were able to work as hard as you did. So obviously you're a pusher, a doer. You know, you just go, go, and go. But I guess at some point, as I talk about in the book, you just kind of gave out at some point, right? And you just have never really done the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, what had doctors been telling you? So obviously you weren't doing well. What were your doctors there in Arizona? What were they telling you to do?
You know, if I wasn't going to do the medications, then they really didn't have anything to suggest. You know, they just told me exercise.
Right.
But then you're hurting too bad to exercise.
Right, so they tell you just to live with it.
Yeah.
And that's easier said than done. Well, tell me, tell me about your energy. It was really low. I mean, you were just kind of pushing and pushing to get through the day, but your energy was really, really low. So after, you come home from work and you were pretty much done.
Yeah,
and then,
I would just sleep on the couch all night, and I would sleep all weekend on the, you know, I just really wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't go out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you really didn't have anything left. So tell me how that affected you. You found that you were doing less and less as far as going out and interacting with other people. Tell me a little bit about that.
I would have to actually force myself to go do family functions. And if somebody wanted to do something, I really would find an excuse not to go, you know, just say I don't feel good or whatever, I was also having lots of headaches, and my migraines were getting pretty bad, and I just like I'm not going anywhere. Sorry, antisocial.
Yeah, I think that happens, but to most people with fibro, you find that you keep withdrawing further and further from life. And you do that as a survival mechanism, really, because you find that if you overdo it, you really crash. You pay the price for it, and
chores. And you would pay for it.
Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you almost become a recluse. You get to where you don't want to go out with friends. The thought of getting up, getting dressed, and going to the grocery store, and probably maybe more so in your case on the weekend, that's like, oh my gosh, that's torture. And of course, you never know, is it going to be a good day? Is it going to be a bad day? What's going to happen? And then of course, in your case, just like Jennifer with the migraines, those are terrible. Well, tell me, so we started working together, and what was your initial thought? I'm here in Arizona. I'm going to contact this guy in Alabama. What were you thinking? I mean, you had to have a hurdle that you had to get over before you even made that phone call to set up the consult.
Well, I bought your book because I saw you on Facebook, and so I went to your site, and so I bought your book and read your book, and I'm like, wow, this sounds like me, and I truly liked the fact that you were talking about doing things naturally with supplements and not medications, and you were saying everything that I like to hear, and so that just did it for me. I had to make the call.
And so tell me about, you said that you would come home crash and you go right to sleep, but really you didn't sleep very well at all when we first started. Sleep was a big challenge for you.
Sleep was a big challenge for me.
And that was the first thing
I would be in bed. Yeah, I would be in bed, and I feel like I'm sleeping, but I know I'm not sleeping because it's just feel like you're at that awake asleep, and you never get into any kind of deep sleep.
And you really, before we started working together, I mean, you never really felt refreshed. I mean, that's a foreign word.
No. Yeah.
And then,
totally.
So we started working together, and I got you on the right combination of supplements, and you were able to, fall asleep, stay asleep, and you actually started feeling good.
Yes, I'm actually dreaming again, too.
right. And that was, I think that was a big, it was a big deal. I think that the reason I kind of put an emphasis on that because you shared that with me early on. I've got a note in here that, and I've got this with the exclamation parts, I'm actually feeling pretty good. And so that's where we started early on. But the first thing you got to do, you got to get that deep sleep. And, we crossed that bridge and we found you had all these symptoms of low thyroid and no one had ever really done anything with you on the thyroid. And so, one of the things I did, we had based on the testing and just your history got you on some over-the-counter thyroid. And then the other thing, your metabolism went up and you started feeling better. So tell me about your energy now. Tell me a little bit about your energy.
Well, as I shared with you 2 weeks ago when we had our normal call, I actually took a closet apart and cleaned it out and rearranged it. And I didn't have a problem afterwards. I was a little tired, but nothing. I mean, it was just a normal tiredness. And
right.
I was so excited about that. And then this weekend I was out in the yard doing yard work and weeding and didn't have a problem. It was so amazing to me.
I laugh because in the normal world out there, people who don't have fibromyalgia have not been what you went through and others are going through. They can redo their closet or whatever it is, and they can do, whatever it is, and they'll be fine. But for someone with fibro, I mean, that's a big feat. I mean, that's a big deal.
It's very exciting.
And then tell me about your migraines. So tell me about those.
I still have some occasional migraines, but I don't have them frequently like I was. And it's more weather triggered right now than anything else. So it's not. Right. They're doing good.
Good.
I had a headache every day, and I don't have that headache every day anymore.
Right. And then the pain. I mean, you had quite a bit of pain. Tell me, how's your pain now? How are you doing?
Pain's good, and as you know, I just went through having a total knee replacement 5 months ago, and I have had no problem recovering from that. It's been great.
Which is That's amazing. I mean, that right there, because that takes it out of anybody. But to be where you were and to go through something as traumatic as that, a knee replacement, and it done as well as you have, that's amazing. And a large part of that is you working as hard as you had, because one of the things you did was the anti-inflammatory diet. And so tell me about that diet. I mean, now you've lost some weight on that diet too, right?
Yeah, I lost 70 pounds on the diet, and I wanted to get that off before the knee surgery, and it's an easy diet to follow, and lots of good food, and I'm doing it now again just to get the remainder of the weight off that I want to get off. So, it's easy to follow, and it's good natural foods, and It just gets rid of any cravings of sugars and all that stuff. So, I'm enjoying the diet.
Yeah. And so the Lyrica, I think, between the Lyrica and the low thyroid, which had never been caught till we caught it in the testing, but the Lyrica really, can put the weight on you. And people can gain easily. They can gain 10 pounds in a month on the Lyrica. But we were able to get you off that. And, you were off the Lyrica. And then we got your metabolism to kick in. And you did great. I mean, you did fantastic on the diet. So now you said the diet was easy. I don't know if everybody would agree with that, because it is work. But I think you're a real doer. I think you're a real doer.
Yeah,
for
you just have
was
to
not
plan ahead.
You do absolutely. Well, so what now? I always ask this. So what has it been like working with me and my staff? We're here in Birmingham, Alabama. You're obviously all the way across the country in Arizona. What's it been like working with a doctor by phone rather than doing in office visits?
Well, it's been very different, you guys make it very convenient, and all I have to do is just call up if I'm running out of something, and you guys get it out in the mail right away, and a couple days later I got it, and It's you guys have been all so sweet, and it's just, you guys are wonderful. Yeah,
well,
you go out of your way to make us be good.
I appreciate that. Well, for those people who are listening tonight, what would you like to share with them about your experience with working with me and my staff? What would you like to share? Just the process that you've been through.
I would say that do yourself a favor, because it works. Whatever Dr. Murphy does, he makes sure that you've got the blood work done, you're on the right medications, he cares, and it works. And, I wouldn't be feeling so much better now if I hadn't found Dr. Murphy. So, you're worth it.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you sharing that with me, and I'm so proud of you. I mean, I'm just really proud of you. And thanks for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you coming on the call and sharing your story, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay. I'll talk to you in a week or so.
Yeah, sounds great.